Let's jump right into this on this Wednesday evening on the Matt Allen Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Tony Cornetta filling in. Matt's doing the Dan York Show this week. And every Wednesday, Matt checks in with the contributor from AnchorRising.com. This week, Justin Katz calls in to tell us what's going on at AnchorRising.com. What's up, Justin?
Good evening, Tony. How's it going?
Very well. How about you?
I've got to laugh at this conversation you're having. If you caught yesterday Sheldon Whitehouse's op-ed in the Providence Journal, there's a line in there about him. He's confident that with this bill, they're on the right track. Somebody ought to ask him if that's a matter of faith or if he actually read the bill and has some confidence in it. But we've been devoting a lot of time to the healthcare issue.
I've noticed.
It comes up. What was that?
I said I've noticed. Yeah, I was one. Yeah.
Periodically throughout. For example, at the top of the page right now, I spotted in something that Patrick Kennedy published that he put an amendment additional to that several thousand pages, and you can't even find it to read it. But it apparently institutes screening for mental health issues. And he compares it to screening for cancer. And when you screen for cancer, you know, you look at family health, family issues, and you get people on a regimen to protect their lives. I'm wondering what kind of mental health regimen the government's going to start insisting that people get on in order to keep their free health care.
It's a scary thought.
The bill is just littered with these things, and they pop up every now and then when somebody actually takes the time to read the thing.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, you're entirely correct. Once this stuff gets out there, what Conyers ought to have said was, I need those two extra days for my lawyers to read this thing and tell me what it means.
Two extra days for 1,000 pages. How about another 2 months?
Yeah, or whatever it was that he thought he had to have, instead of not reading it, ask for more time. I think that's a pretty reasonable solution. It's supposed to be a deliberative body.
I agree. Justin, thanks for checking in. AnchorRising.com. AnchorRising.com. Justin Katz, a lead contributor to that website, do a great job on AnchorRising.com. You should certainly be checking in with them.